This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. media sources are reporting a New York grand jury has voted to indict former U.S. President Donald Trump over hush money payments made to a porn star ahead of the 2016 election. A Trump lawyer said Thursday she was informed of the indictment. The Trump campaign immediately released a statement calling the investigation a witch hunt. A statement credited to Trump himself said, quote, "The Democrats have done the unthinkable, indicting a completely innocent person in an act of blatant election interference." VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman says the payment of the hush money is not necessarily illegal, but the extent of its influence on the election may be important.
It's how that money was used in the sense of, did it have any connection to trying to influence the presidential campaign?
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has not yet commented on the development. The White House dismissed espionage charges against a Wall Street Journal reporter detained by Russia as ridiculous and unacceptable. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the U.S. will go through a process to determine whether the reporter is wrongfully detained.
He's being detained, and we have been very clear. There's no reason to believe that those charges are accurate.
Earlier Thursday, Russian-American correspondent Evan Gershkovich was charged by Russia with spying. The Wall Street Journal denied the allegations and demanded the reporter's immediate release. A Moscow court has ordered him held in pretrial detention until May 29th. TASS state news agency said that he pleaded not guilty. And China on Thursday has called remarks by U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen irresponsible after Yellen said Beijing's lending activities leave developing countries trapped in debt. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Thursday pledged continuing cooperation with Tanzania as she met with the country's president, the only female head of state in Africa, in the middle of her first official visit to the continent. Tanzania's president, Samia Suluhu Hassan, took office when former President John Magufuli died in 2021. She's credited for rolling back some of his unpopular policies, such as his resistance to COVID-19 vaccinations, his ban on pregnant schoolgirls, and his limits on freedoms of expression. The United States will provide $560 million in bilateral assistance to Tanzania next year. And on Thursday, Harris said Washington will expand Tanzania's commercial engagement, work toward the delivery of battery-grade nickel from Tanzania to the United States and the global market as soon as 2026. It will also expand affordable broadband and cooperate in areas including democratic development, biodiversity, women's empowerment, and health projects. The founder of FTX cryptocurrency exchange, Sam Bankman-Fried, pleaded not guilty on Thursday to new U.S. charges of conspiring to violate campaign finance laws and bribe Chinese authorities. Reuters' Alex Cohen has more.
Indicted FTX cryptocurrency exchange founder Sam Bankman-Fried fought his way through a throng of reporters as he arrived at a New York courthouse Thursday to face more charges. The 31-year-old pleaded not guilty to a new 13-count indictment accusing the disgraced crypto mogul of conspiring to violate campaign finance laws and bribing Chinese authorities. Bankman-Fried had previously pleaded not guilty to 8 counts of fraud and conspiracy for allegedly stealing billions in customer funds from his now-defunct FTX exchange to plug losses at his hedge fund Alameda Research. The new charges claim Bankman-Fried illicitly contributed tens of millions of dollars to U.S. political campaigns through straw donors.
That's Reuters' Alex Cohen reporting. Ukraine said Thursday that Russian forces had made some gains inside the eastern battlefield city of Bakhmut, but at a heavy price in lives lost that has blunted Moscow's offensive as Kyiv prepares a counterstrike of its own. Drone footage shared on social media, said to have been recorded on Tuesday, shows smoke billowing from buildings. The small mining city has been the site of the bloodiest infantry battle in Europe since World War II. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.